story itself is definitely not based on anything that I have personally experienced. Although I've definitely travelled through the area where the story is set, so kind of northwest or mid-northwest WA, and that they take a trip across the Nullarbor. So I've done all those things, and I'm very familiar with that environment where I set the book. And the characters themselves, they just kind of grew within me. They didn't really start out like that when I first began writing the book, but the boys especially, it's almost like they came alive a little bit, you know. They started making their own decisions and such things. But yeah, I don't know where the book came from. I guess a lot of different things.
Did that landscape, that desert landscape and then the beach, make a big impression on you? Because it's, I don't think the story would have had the same atmosphere if it was set anywhere else.
Yeah, it definitely did, especially coming from a place. I was born near Byron Bay in a place called, I was born in Byron Bay, but I lived near Mullumbimby, so it was really a lush place to grow up, you know. It was always raining, it was incredibly green. And I did this trip around Australia, and once I'd left, I guess, the East Coast, I was just so surprised that there wasn't really any more green. I kept expecting, I don't know, to hit somewhere lush. And there were places that were like oases, like really beautiful, incredible and lush within this landscape. But it really struck me the dryness of the Australian landscape and how dangerous it could be and how careful you had to be about having enough water when you were driving places. Like, that was a real big fear, actually. You know, the running out of water was a big fear, and I guess I just started to imagine what it would be like if someone drove out there unprepared, as Loretta was and is in the story.
About the lack of water, I was really thirsty when I was reading the book, so well done. That was very well communicated, I guess, the fact that they're incredibly thirsty driving across the desert.
Yeah, I think a lot of people have said that they just needed to have this big glass of water on hand, and also they felt really hot and dirty at the end of the book, hot, dirty and thirsty. And I liked playing with that idea that, you know, the kids start out in their school uniforms and they're still in their school uniforms by the end of the book, you know, and they just get dirtier and grosser as time goes on.
What else do you think did you want the readers to take away from the experience of reading Floundering?
I guess it's a very immersive book because you really are there in the mind of the Tom character, the youngest boy. And I think the book works because he's so lovely and naive, and he's such a likable character. And I really wanted readers to get a sense of him. And I mean, people have said that they're still worrying about them. They, you know, they hope they're all right. So I wanted those characters to be really real in the reader's mind. And what Loretta is doing in the book is incredibly dangerous. But I didn't want it to be a grim story. And I think it could have been a really grim story, and I hope it's not. And I really wanted readers to get to the end of that kind of harrowing experience with some sort of hope for the future of these boys.
You talked about Tom and Geordie starting out their lives as characters, I suppose, in a short story that you wrote. And you said that if the book Floundering had been written from Geordie's perspective, it would be too brutal. Can you elaborate on that?
Yeah, definitely. I think that's definitely true, because it's quite a delicate subject matter. And I think it would have been much too harrowing from Geordie's perspective, even though, you know, it's quite a harrowing book already. But the saving grace is Geordie's naivety and the kind of tension between what Geordie sees and doesn't understand and what the reader understands. and I have said this before, that there's the hard stuff in the book, all the tough things actually happen in the reader's mind rather than on the page. So you have this harrowing subject matter, but it's mediated through this really sweet boy. And Tom himself didn't start out as sweet as that. I did a lot of editing. He really grew into a different sort of character. He was much tougher in the first draft of the book.
The book is called Floundering, which obviously has a few meanings, but the scene where the family go floundering, I found that to be one of the most terrifying of the book, even though Loretta was there. She was supposed to be looking after the boys, but Tom still nearly drowns. Would that kind of be the perfect metaphor for the story of the book, do you think? Is that one of the most important scenes?
Yeah, definitely. This idea that the journey that they're going on is fun, you know, it's like, yeah, let's go floundering in the night. Yeah, let's go on a road trip across country. But what you realise, and what the boys start to realise, is it might be fun, but yeah, Loretta isn't in control of this situation, even though she really wants to be, and she wants it to be fun, but it's incredibly dangerous. And because at one point Tom falls into a deeper bit of water, and I think that, yeah, that's kind of what's happening to them, you know. They're in really deep water, and they didn't realise that they were going to be, and it happened so suddenly.